Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Chasing Ball Game, the football betting podcast that is loaded with picks for week three in the NFL. My name is Jimmy Brown, and I'll be your host for this super fast podcast. I have a ton of stats, I have trends, I have picks, you name it, just for you, the football fan. I appreciate you tuning in. That's what this show is all about. And tonight is a very special night because for this Friday night, we are live for the very first time. So thank you very much if you're joining in. We really do appreciate it, of course. I also want to thank everybody who's become a chaser, which is part of the Chasing Ball Game family. Basically, Chasing Ball Game is all about sharing information. And where do we get it from? Of course, we get it from you, the listeners. They hit me up on Twitter, at Chasing Ball Game, or they send me an email, chasingballgame.com. And of course, I'm sorry, my email, chasingballgame@gmail.com. And of course, I share right here on the show, and I make sure to give credit where credit is due. But this show really is more than about sports betting. It's for people who play daily fantasy. It's for people who just love football or sports in general. Right now we focus on football, of course, because it's that time of year. But it's really about anybody who likes sports, especially football, because this show right here, it's all about football. I'm going to kick things off with the real headline. It's a segment about the latest news in the NFL. And then I'm going to do another segment called Breaking Down the Box, where I'll feature a game from the week, and I'll break it down a little bit. This week, of course, I'll be talking about the Redskins and the Giants, who played on Thursday night. I'll take a quick look at the betting market during the line watch, and then I'll serve up a trend of the day, and of course, what everybody's here for. I'm going to deliver five big picks for week three in the NFL. Let's get started. The big news that everybody's talking about, Cam Chancellor is back for the Seattle Seahawks, and he couldn't have come back at a better time. I mean, let's face it, the Seahawks are in trouble. They haven't won a game yet. They're 0-2. Now, good news. They get to host the Bears. So the Bears are going to be traveling. They're going to Seattle, which is one of the toughest places to play. Everybody's talking about Cam Chancellor, but let's not focus on Cam Chancellor. Here's why. They won't need him to beat the Bears, especially without Jay Cutler. At least I would hope not. It's going to take him a game or two to get back in the swing of things. Of course, if they lose to the Bears, that'll be something worth talking about. But what I really think is worth talking about is the news that Drew Brees will not be suiting up for the game against the Carolina Panthers this week. Brees has no zip left on his passes. That's what they said this week, at least when he tried throwing it. So that injury could be a little serious or more serious than we thought it was. He could sit out a long time. Maybe that's an opt for surgery. This is a story worth following. The betting market's already following it. Earlier in the week, Carolina Panthers were about three and a half point favorites. Now, if you check out one of my favorite sports books, betonline.ag, you will see the Carolina Panthers are now up to -8. Brees, this could be trouble. Think about it. He's scheduled to count against the salary cap for about $27.4 million next year. To me, the biggest story is that we may have seen Drew Brees in his last game in a Saints uniform, which is a shame because it was a loss at home to Tampa Bay. But to me, that's the real headline. Now let's move on to Breaking Down the Box. Really simple. We're going to pick a game. We're going to dissect it a little bit, pick out some good things. And the game, of course, we're talking about Thursday night football game between the Giants and the Redskins. The Giants won a big game against the Redskins. Finally, they get in the win column. Here's something interesting to note. The Giants led at halftime and through three quarters every game this year, but this was the only game that they managed to win. To me, that's really interesting. And now they're going to go up, and they're probably going to get better during the week. At least that's what I can see, because I saw a few things that did more than stand out to me in this game. First of all, let's talk about Eli Manning. They realized they had a problem with this offensive line. So what did they tell Manning to do? Get that ball out quickly, because then that will overcome the offensive line deficiencies. Look, he released 26 of his 32 passes in 2.5 seconds or less. And by the way, he connected on all throws on all levels of the Washington defense. He never allowed the rush to get to him. He got the ball off quick. He completed 5 of his 8 passes under pressure. So even when he's under pressure, he was good. He made the most of his passes when he was on pressure. 24 dropbacks without pressure, 18 of 24, 211 yards, 2 touchdowns. Giants look good. And guess what? They can only get better. They're going to get back offensive lineman Eric Flowers. And guess what? Victor Cruz could be back as early as next week. Keep an eye on the Giants. That's why we break down the box, because it reveals some things that maybe we didn't see coming. And for me, it's the Giants on an upswing. Now, let's talk about the line watch. Basically, we're going to take a look at the betting market. We'll talk about the point spreads, maybe moves that are being made and things that jumped out to us. For me, the one game that really jumps out to me, the Tennessee Titans, Indianapolis Colts. We all know about Indianapolis Colts, and they haven't won a game yet. And that 0-2 is going to be a theme you hear about more during this podcast. But one of the things I found very interesting with this line is that the Colts opened up as -5.5-point favorites. That line has been bet down. The Colts are just now 3-point favorites, which means that's a 2.5-point swing. That's a big swing. Here's something else to consider. Over 80% of the public is betting on the road team. They're betting on the Colts. Yet this line drops 2.5 points? Interesting. Why is it interesting? More on that later in my pick segment. But right now, let's go to the trend of the day. Real simple. I reach out to all my chasers. They hit me up. Again, they send me a tweet at Chasing Ballgame, or they can email me at chasingballgame.com. I'm chasingballgame@gmail.com. Excuse me. This trend of the day comes from Hugh. He's a friend of mine, not to mention a NFL chaser, so he's a big fan of the NFL, and he likes to share these trends with me. Listen to this. For the last 10 NFL seasons, a total of 11,941 extra points were attempted. Out of that, 11,839 were made. That's a 99.1% clip over this time period. That's an average of just 10 missed, give or take, or blocked one. Account blocked. 10 missed or blocked during that time. Now, this year, we've already seen 7. 7 missed attempts, 2 blocked attempts on a total of 155. That means the success rate is just 94.2%. If you don't think this rule change matters, it does. It only matters to the NFL if you're just a fan. It certainly matters to betting where points are at a premium. And it definitely matters to daily fantasy. So keep an eye on it. Because that 94.2%, lowest rate seen in the last 26 seasons. If you want to become a chaser and you want to be featured right here on the show, whether it's trend of the day or sending me any kind of information, again, Twitter handle, hit me there, @chasingballgame. I love to talk NFL. I love to talk football and sports in general. Or, again, my email, chasingballgame@gmail.com. I look forward to you, but let's get right to the picks. That's why you guys are here. Look, I told you, the premise of this show is quick. Your time is important. It's vital. We want to make sure we get you the information quick and get you along your way, because your time is important. So we definitely keep it under 30 minutes. I try to aim for about 15, 20 minutes. So let's get right to the picks. Before I do that, I want to tell you a few things. First of all, I take credit for wins and losses. I'm not selling picks. I'm just here to share information because, like you, I like winning, and I want you to be on board when I win. I have a winning record this year, although I did pick the Washington Redskins, so I did lose on Thursday night, so I'm hoping to rebound with a big win with the 5 picks I have on tap for tonight. Before I get to that, though, please take time out of your day. Sign up with betonline.ag. Go over to betonline.ag today. Score a 75% bonus to use on this week's huge, huge betting board for week 3 in the league. Simply use promo code COST75. Promo code COST75, COST75, you will get up to $1,000 worth of sports bonuses. Look, you sign up, you deposit money, use that promo code, automatically you're getting extra money to bet on football. It doesn't get much better than that, people. It really doesn't. All my picks are going to feature the current point spreads from right there at betonline.ag. Please do me a favor, sign up today. But now let's talk a little bit football. I already talked about the Colts and the Titans. How I thought that line was a little bit weird. But let's dig a little bit deeper. First, let's go with the Titans. They won the first game. They lost second game in Cleveland. What I do like about Mariota, he's connected with 11 different receivers this season. To me, that's looking off his reads, his initial reads. He's spreading the ball around. Ken to right, Anthony Fasano, they're leading the way. They both have about 6 catches. But this is impressive to me. 6 Tennessee players have at least 1 touchdown reception this season. That's number 1 in the league. No other team in the league has done that. Not Tom Brady, not Aaron Rodgers. Mariota, he's spreading the ball around. I think that's important when going up against the defense. Now, Colts defense has injuries all over the place. But the worst part is he can't get any help from offense. Andrew Luck, his offensive line is breaking down. Andrew Luck is the kind of guy that likes to take long passes, so that means he needs more time in the pocket. He's not getting it with his offensive line. He's just not. Not to mention, there's a big rift between the head coach, or perhaps the whole coaching staff, and management. That is starting to become a problem. That is starting to become a distraction. That is starting to be seen in interviews after the game, and that's a big, big problem. To me, Titans as home dogs, field goal more, 40, 29, and 3. That's 58% against the spread, by the way. Take the Titans plus 3 as my first pick. Now for the second pick, we're going to go to the AFC East. Buffalo Bills at Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins will be playing their first home game of the season. They entered this game off a huge upset. That is very important from the mindset of this game. I'll tell you why. After a team gets upset, especially to me, when you face a team like Jacksonville Jaguars and you cannot win that game, you are going to be refocused for the second game. Plus, it's their first game at home. That's another reason to be focused. Bills, they take a little bit of a trip. The biggest problem with the Bills, most penalized team in the league. 25 flags, grand total 253 yards against Buffalo, 14 penalties. Patriots racked up 140 yards off those penalties. This is a big problem. And you know what? Miami's really good at attracting penalties. What do the Bills do best? They run. They do best running the ball. The problem is their offensive line holds all the time. Because they hold all the time, in a run-heavy offense like this, 34.62 third-down percentage in the first 2 weeks for the Bills, which means they're having third downs, which are harder to convert. Plus, Tyrod Taylor, you know what happened last time, sacked 8 times, threw 3 interceptions. Dolphins are better defense than the Patriots. The Bills have a problem playing at South Beach in the past. All time, the Bills, as road dogs in Miami, 12-17 against the spread. That's a 41% clip. Take the Dolphins. You're dropping 3 points. No problem. Let's move on to the Bengals at Ravens. Like the Dolphins, the Ravens need a win. 0-2, right? Like the Dolphins, they're also playing their first home game of the season. And like the Dolphins, they're coming off a huge upset. Now, the Ravens were in a very tough spot. They had to go out the West Coast, play the Raiders. They laid an egg. They weren't ready for that game, which was not a usual situation for Harbaugh. It was in this situation. They lose. Now they come home. Look, all-time teams that lose their first two games and fail to cover in both those games, 101, 83, and 3 against the spread. That's 55% in their next game, which is this one. Not to mention, now we're talking about an AFC North game. Now we're talking a game against the Bengals who have won two games. If the Ravens lose this, they're going to be in big, big trouble. You got a must-win this early at home. They have to win this game. Who have the Bengals beat, by the way? Nobody. And look, all due respect to the Raiders and the Chargers, not the best defenses you're going to run into, right? And against Oakland, not the best home field advantage for sure. Of course, to beat San Diego at home. But Joe Flacco, he's been nearly unbeatable at home in September, 13-1 when he's under center. Now, Andy Dalton, he had this week 3, the only quarterback in the league who started each of his team's first two games and has yet to be sacked or thrown an interception. But guess what? Against Baltimore, 7 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. So here they come. Plus, road teams concerning these teams have not done well. Road teams in the Cincinnati games, they've only covered 12 of the last 38, and road teams have only covered 14 of the last 36 Raven games. Let's wrap it up with this. The Ravens, 14-4 against the spread, against a team with a winning record. They're at home. They play better at home. They play better against teams with a winning record. They need this win, must-win situation. They win big. Take the Ravens. They're minus 2.5. Drop that 2.5. No problem. I'm looking for a double-digit win here. I think the Ravens run away with this one. Now, Steelers and Rams. I love this game this week. Steelers are getting plenty of hype after laying the wood against the 49ers. They killed them. That hype grew even stronger because guess who's coming back this week? Only Le'Veon Bell, one of the best running backs in the league. So, how much hype? Well, if you look at the sports betting consensus, the Pittsburgh Steelers are the most popular play this week. They're getting 84% of the betting action. They're a road team. Jeff Fisher, he's strong as an underdog throughout his coaching career. How about he wins 59% of the time when he's had at home getting points? That's 96 and 67 against the spread, in case you're wondering. They're a different team at home. The Rams were on the road, a very tough spot after a big win on the East Coast. They laid an egg, but they have a very tough defensive front. That defensive front can not only stop the run, but it can pressure the quarterback. Okay, so I'm going to give the Rams a situational excuse for last week. Again, tough travel spot, but now this week, the tough travel spot belongs to the Steelers. But the sports betting public who doesn't listen to the show or pay attention isn't even thinking about that. But they should. Why? How about this? Big Ben is a road favorite, 22-32 against the spread. That's 41%. Plus, the Steelers on the road, currently they're on a 12-22 against the spread streak. And what gets even worse, when they travel outside of the Eastern time zone, 1-9 against the spread in their last 10 games. This is a spot where everybody's going to line up to take Pittsburgh, and we're going to laugh to the bank because we're going to be on the side of this. Take the Rams. It's a pick'em. Getting the Rams at home in a pick'em is a gift. Please take it. It's a bonus. You're going to love it. Okay, now for the last game. San Francisco 49ers, Arizona Cardinals, slam dunk, right? Take the Cardinals. After all, I did hype up Carson Palmer this week, so why not? Well, truth be told, they're getting too much hype right now. They're getting too much. They're undefeated. They're off to a quick start. Everybody's talking about Carson Palmer and how he's going to lead this team to the promised land. This is a tough spot for them. I don't mean a travel spot, but the 49ers, 8-4 against the spread as underdogs to the Cardinals. San Francisco has also won 5 of the last 6 meetings in Arizona outright. Now, the Cardinals are a good home team, 14 of the last 18 overall at home. But I really think that game against the Steelers helped San Francisco. Let me explain. San Francisco was in a tough travel spot. They really were, right? They had a short week. They'd go play Pittsburgh. They were there for the taking. But because they got blown out early, because Carlos Hyde had to leave that game with a concussion, or what they thought was a concussion, he'll be back for this game, by the way, Cap had time to take that offense out for a test drive. He threw it all over the place. He put up great numbers. He's got plenty of weapons. They were in a bad spot. Now they're not. Now they're great. They're right there on the West Coast and ready to go. In San Francisco's last 19 road games, the 49ers have lost against the spread only 6 times. Not only that, but they're 12-5-1 against the spread when they play a team with a winning percentage better than 700. That means not only are they not intimidated to play on the road, they're not intimidated to play against a winning team. And San Francisco has covered 9 of the last 13 Arizona, so they're not intimidated to play in Arizona. Right now, Arizona is overrated. This line is inflated. Take the 49ers, take the points. Those are my picks, and that'll do it for the show. Like I said, quick and easy. I try to be quick. I try to be fast. I know your time is money, but really quick, my 5 picks again. The Titans, +3 over the Colts. The Dolphins, -3 over the Bills. The Ravens, -2.5 over the Bengals. The Rams, gonna pick them over the Steelers. And finally, the 49ers, +6.5. Thanks for taking time to tune in Chasing Ballgame. Again, if you'd like to become an official chaser, be featured right here on this show, just drop me a line, chasingballgame@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at chasingballgame. In the meantime, please make sure you enjoy your football Sunday. Enjoy the NFL in week 3, and I wish you all the luck, whether you're betting on football, or playing daily fantasy, or if you just want to watch and root on your favorite team. It's going to be a great week, people. Remember to keep chasing that information, because the chase is on. Have a great night, everybody.